Hi, this is Beth Jones Scholl with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. So as you listen to this, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. You know, it's been said that confession is good for the soul. So I'm wondering, at what age do you remember having it sink in that confessing a sin is better in the end than lying about it? Oh, I remember having to learn that lesson numerous times when I was a child, and probably beyond childhood. But eventually, I learned the truth that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool mom and dad. Your parents, like mine, no doubt expected you to tell the truth, and you expect nothing less from your own kiddos, no matter what age they are. You know, making mistakes will happen. Sin will happen. We are human. God doesn't expect perfection from us. And so that's why God made a way for us to confess our sins, so that we can start over with a clean heart. You know, God has promised to put us in His grip of grace when we confess our sins. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is a picture of the grace of God. He made a way for us to have our sins forgiven, to be able to have a clean slate so we could start over. And He forgives us and cleanses us when we confess. Well, the author of the book In the Grip of Grace, Max Licato, uses this analogy regarding confession. He writes, confession does for the soul what preparing the land does for the field. Before the farmer sows the seed, he works the acreage, removing the rocks and pulling the stumps. He knows that seed grows better if the land is prepared. Well, confession is the act of inviting God to walk the acreage of our hearts. There's a rock of greed over here, Father. I can't budge it. And that tree of guilt near the fence, its roots are long and deep. And may I show you some dry soil, too crusty for seed? Well, God's seed grows better if the soil of the heart is cleared. And so he writes, the Father and Son walk the field together, digging and pulling, preparing the heart for fruit. Confession invites the Father to work the soil of the soul. Confession invites the Father to work the soil of the soul. I love that analogy. Confession helps us clear the soil so the seeds God plants in us in the future will take root and become good fruit, usable for His kingdom. And not only that, but because sin separates us from God, confession makes it possible for us to restore our relationship with God. Max Licato wrote this in his book on page 110, confessed sin becomes the bridge over which we can walk back into the presence of God. Confessed sin becomes the bridge over which we can walk back into the presence of God. What a great word picture. That's what we do when we confess. When we repent, we tell the Lord, man, I messed up. Forgive me. Help me turn away from that. That's confess sin. We restore, God will restore our relationship with Him. And because of that, we want to be in the habit, if we aren't already, of including a time of confession in our prayer time, as well as a time of confession prior to a worship service or our own Bible study time, so that the soil of our hearts has been purged of the weeds of sin and clears the way for God's seeds to take root. Not only do we want to include confession for ourselves and our sins every time we go before the Lord, but God has also taught us through the prophets like Nehemiah to confess our corporate sins, our sins as a nation that are keeping us from seeing God move mightily in our midst. You might recall last Wednesday, Dr. Franklin Graham put out a call for all Christians to pray for our nation, beginning with a time of confession for how we as a nation have sinned. We've failed to keep the Lord's commands. We all want our nation to be like that shining city on the hill. So confession of our corporate sins, our nation's sins, as well as our personal sins. Well, it's that most important step of obedience to prepare our hearts to receive God's will. The Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans 6, verse starting in verse 21. Romans 6, starting in verse 21, the Apostle Paul is writing and asks, "What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you're now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and you've become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." Yes, God knew that because we are human, we're not perfect, we're going to sin, and there needed to be a way for us to be made whole again, for us to renew our connection with God again, for us to have the soil cleaned so that we then could allow God to plant the good seed that would grow into the healthy fruit for His glory. He knew that. He made a way through confession. And so let's make sure we are in the habit, not only of thanking God, but of also honoring Him through confession and repentance, not just casually, but sincerely. And He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me for details at beth@spiritofsuccess.com. It's really easy, and we would love to have you join us each week on Monday. So thank you, and God bless.